The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. You're going to be listening to Project Independence and You. And I will be your guest host for today. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I am the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging for the Town of North Hempstead. And today, our co-host is the one and only wonderful Otto Loos.
Oh, boy.
Otto.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Now,
before we start, yes. I think you should tell your little story about why you were late this morning.
All right.
Make it quick, though, because we got Fran coming.
Well, my car wouldn't start. I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't start. My car is pretty new. It's a Honda. It's the most reliable car I've ever owned in my life, and it wouldn't start. So I'm trying to figure it out, and I realize it's the battery in my keyless entry. So I run in the house. I get my spare key, and my car starts right up, and I'm on my way. Then I pull in. And I'm looking in my bag for my lipstick, and I see that the reason my car didn't start was because I had my son's Honda key in my pocketbook,
right,
and not mine. So,
I just had
the battery changed.
Nothing to do with the battery.
All these newfangled things today. Whatever happened to just a key? But I just want to talk a little bit about Otto. Otto is not just a co-host here today, but Otto is one of the most dedicated, supportive residents in North Hempstead when it comes to Project Independence, Department of Services for the Aging. You are everywhere, and everything and piece you take, every responsibility, just lifts up the project, whether it's our newsletter, where you have your own little corner now, or corner, or I don't want to say centerfold, but it really is, usually works out that you have the two pages, and it's wonderful advice. And it's given from somebody who's experiencing the things, you know, in real time.
Yeah.
In real time. And it's all, you know, about aging in place in North Hempstead, and some of the tips that you have in there really, really worthwhile. So if you get the Pioneer newsletter to your home, I really strongly encourage you to read through it. But Otto, it's always a pleasure to work with you. And I love to say that you're not just a Project Independence member, supporter, but a dear friend to many of us at
well,
DOSA.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. And the reason I do it is because I believe the program is very, very worthwhile. And the people who run it are terrific. So we've patted each other on the back pretty good here.
It's not the Otto Rebecca show, after all.
I just want to see the centerfold. That's what I can't wait
to see. Let me tell you, friend, there's not much to look at.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great advice. So today we do have some wonderful, wonderful guests. Fran Green. Fran, you're a social worker.
Yes.
And you're an author. And you're a relationship coach. And we're going to get into that in just a few moments. And Fran is also a wonderful friend of Project Independence. And recently you spoke at our Aging in Place conference, which is a regional conference. So we have it every 2 years. And it was really wonderful. And it was playful and serious. And really, I think everybody in the audience was not just entertained, but well-informed. So we're appreciative all that you do for Project Independence. And we're looking forward to speaking with you. After Fran, we're going to be speaking with, I hope I don't butcher this name, Christina, Mimi Takuchi. And she is a anti-aging and nutrition consultant. And we're going to be talking to her about healthy longevity. Sounds good. Sounds good for anyone, right?
She has a secret herb.
I know. We're going to talk to her about that. And then, of course, we're going to go to old-time radio, George Burns and Gracie Allen show, and it's their Christmas show. So that should be really cute to listen to. And that, of course, we run from 11 through 11:30, and then we return with Christina Liu, the radio show producer, and she is also a developmental specialist for the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging, Project Independence, and she is the reason that this show is well into its sixth season. She brings in all the guests, does all the research, creates the themes for the program, and she's terrific. She, too, is my friend. Hi, Christina. How you doing over there? And of course, the whole staff at the radio show, and we'll definitely talk about them later in the show. But let's get down to it. So, Fran, we're here today to talk to you about, I guess, never too late to make new relationships. So you are the author of The Flirting Bible, and I guess we'll talk a little bit about that. And more specifically, dating again with courage and confidence. So you have a 5-step plan. Thank you so much. She's pointing at everything I'm saying. This is just not, you know, I'm not remembering this, but she's smiling and pointing. So why don't we talk a little bit about how you became to write these books. What is it within you that, what do you recognize in people that maybe they need a little help with?
Well, to answer your first question, it started with I had zero hobbies. I could do nothing. Athletic, artistic, cooking, baking, sports, really zero. The only hobby I had
That's an honest appraisal.
Absolutely. The only hobby I had was people. I love to know what makes people tick, who they are, where they come from, what they like, what they don't like. That put me in a room full of strangers, and I am completely energized. If I'm completely exhausted, Rebecca, all you have to do is start talking about me, and then I totally, completely perk up.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind when it gets close to a break.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so it's always been in my blood. And flirting, I got the flirting gene from my mother. She absolutely was the best flirt on the face of the planet. And I think I learned from the best. And in a nutshell, how I started doing this, I was working at the Mid-Island Y in Plainview doing some workshops for single parents. And there was a woman, and she said, Fran, I'm moving to California, and I teach a how to flirt class at the Learning Annex in the city. I think you'd be perfect to do it. I said, really? She said, really. Well, back in the day, this was in the very late 80s, 1989 to be exact, there was no internet as we have it today. I actually went to the library with my then boyfriend, currently my husband, and we took out books. And what a gentleman he was. He carried the books out of the library, except that he sort of put them under his coat because he didn't want to be caught dead.
He was embarrassed.
Totally, completely embarrassed. And then everything just took off from there. And I became a flirting, dating, and relationship coach. And I do workshops and seminars. I've worked for Match.com. I have a private practice. And I feel very privileged because being a licensed clinical social worker, it sort of sets me apart from the 3 million other love and dating coaches.
Right.
It's not rocket science, except that what I do is really a combination of being a good social worker and just being totally, completely honest. Another thing, I've had the privilege of working with people with severe psychiatric disabilities in teaching flirting, dating, and relationship skills. Mm-hmm. And it's all the same stuff, whether you suffer from schizophrenia or you're a widow or you've been divorced. I also had the pleasure with working with your mom, doing lots of support groups for widows and widowers and people who were divorced and separated. And it's sort of like if you want to do travel, you'll go to a travel agent. If you need help with fitness, you're going to go to a gym. If you need help with flirting, dating, or relationships, there's help out there if you need it.
So Fran, for those of you that don't know, my mother that she's referring to was actually the former commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging, Evelyn Roth. So she was the founder of, implemented Project Independence, the Department of Services for the Aging, and the original NORC.
Right.
So
yes.
She was here now. Over 10 years
ago. A trailblazer.
Right,
a trailblazer. And a trendsetter.
Yes.
Yes.
And I worked with her and Madge Kaplan in the beginning.
That's
who
right.
Who were very, very instrumental in getting this program off the ground in the right direction.
Right. And yeah. Madge and my mother go way back. I actually took my road test in Madge Kaplan's car. I'll just throw that out there, a very long time ago.
Yeah.
So coming back today, just a little bit about today's climate. You know, what's going on with, there's a huge difference between innocent flirting and what's happening today. And it really, I think, has to do with understanding, you know, your intentions. Like, you have to be careful today. So I'm wondering if you have to include that in your programs, like how to kind of understand your role. You know, if you are someone's supervisor, I mean, it's never right. I mean, it's not good to do any kind of flirting or anything, I believe, in the workplace. Because you have to understand, too, in today's climate, how it's interpreted. What's your level? Are you someone's supervisor? Are you, you know, there's a lot that you have to consider because it really, things are so sensitive today. And, you know, there's great responsibility when you're at an employer or you're an employer. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to kind of be careful. But before we get into all that,
yes.
I just
That's
had
a lot.
I wanted to just put that out there because, you know, we are government and we are town. And because there's so much out there with all the, you know, negativity, I think, about what's happening in the workplace and people who are powerful and take advantage, we want to kind of understand, you know, or look at more of the innocence behind it, mm-hmm. and maybe what your, you know, what your intentions are.
Yes.
What are the intentions that you're setting when you are flirting?
Yes.
So I guess that's just kind of...
Just one quick point, and then it's Fran's stage. Flirting doesn't necessarily mean flirting. It means communicating, and
right.
It doesn't have to be flirting to accomplish something with some woman somewhere. It could be just flirting to become a friend or
right.
whatever.
Right. It's
so
it's,
I think the word...
Right. And I think that's what Fran is here to kind of talk a little bit about with that. But just because of what is going on in today's society...
Yeah, it's a negative right now.
How are people... You have to be careful.
Yes.
You know? So Fran...
Wow.
There's a lot to be said.
Yes. First, let me define flirting. Flirting is an icebreaker. It's a tension reducer. It's really about being friendly. And it's very much about being upfront. There are no hidden agendas. There's no power plays. There's no manipulations. And it's absolutely not seduction. Seduction is very clear. It's coming on to someone in a very sexual way. Just the way you might look at somebody or the body parts that you're going to look at. You get a whole different feeling when someone is coming on to you in a sexual way. Flirting has nothing to do with a sexual come on. Sorry. And flirting is really a way to make the other person feel that they are the most important person on the face of the planet. And I do that, and we all do that, by making good eye contact, by listening, mm-hmm. by leaning in. It's as if we're talking, Rebecca, I'm going to block out the rest of the world. And the only person that's important to me right now is you, but really not because...
Otto's here.
Because he's
and
a...
Anthony are
yes.
here.
And by the way, I don't know if you noticed before when I was trying to demonstrate what seduction might be, I was trying to make Anthony feel a little bit uncomfortable. And what Anthony did, and he probably doesn't even know it.
He looked away.
He didn't have eye contact with me. Because when you have that uncomfortable where you're looking through someone and looking at perhaps sexual body parts, I mean, it's not acceptable.
Right.
Well, I think what you said, two words, flirting versus seduction. You know, you're when you're flirting, you're just trying to be friendly.
And also, there's touch. One of the things, touch is very powerful. You know, you might shake someone's hand or you might go like this. We all know the moment somebody touches us and your body sort of tenses up, that is not flirting. Mm. That's crossing the line. And we've got to be really careful.
Yeah, people are a lot
right.
more handsy, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started out with, you know, flattery will get you nowhere. Flattery will get you everywhere. It's yeah. But the best compliments have to be genuine, sincere, and if they have the element of surprise, they really are winners.
Right. So we are approaching our first break. Time goes very fast, Fran, so the next 15 minutes is all you, baby.
Okay.
You just got to just tell us what to do.
All right.
So we will be back shortly with Fran Green. We're talking about how it's never too late to make new relationships, and we will be right back.